Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Devin Witherspoon cuts back. What a night for the rookie. You think they love him in Seattle? How about 6 points? Touchdown Witherspoon, no flags.
Now, normally a massive whooping put on by the Seahawks against the Giants wouldn't make my top of the hour, except that did you catch the name of that young gentleman, Rook, that he's talking about? Devin Witherspoon from Pine Forest High School as the rookie, played at Illinois, ILL, and then, had a great game and apparently is having a great season so far. I love it when we see these. This is like throwback stuff for me, but I remember when I first came here, the very first weekend that they got me here to do an audition on the air, and I sat in on the afternoon show and did that, and you know, they offered me the job, and I remember like watching WEAR news over the weekend, trying to become sort of familiar with what's going on locally and all this. And it was the weirdest, coolest thing that on Sunday night, the WEAR coverage in sports was all of the local high school athletes and where they were in the NFL. I'm like, oh, that's just cool, man. I mean, not only that there are enough of them to do that, but that was the focus of the WAR.
There's
sports
so many
report.
Stars from this area.
And I don't know, they just kind of made me, it was just a little tiny slice of Pensacola that made me fall in love with the community a little bit, is the idea, like, you know, we really root for our own when they do well and, you know, follow them and they're in the major leagues or they're in the NFL or whatever. And I don't know, I just think that's really cool. So congratulations, Devin. By the way, somebody had texted in earlier and said, you know, the other part of that game that's fascinating is that the Giants only scored 3 points. Kicked by Graham Gano from Tate.
From Tate High School.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. Represent Aggies. Yeah. 8:12 here on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. We have an execution that is scheduled to take place tonight. And I try really hard not to have this show be like discouraging and depressing, you know, and upsetting. Like, I don't want that, especially because it's on your way to work. And I don't want that. But I'm going to read to you the account. Because this guy, Michael Zack, you get these arguments about whether the death penalty is ever appropriate. And I think a lot of the time, if you would just read the account of what was done, what is the conviction for? It would tend to maybe not settle the argument a lot, but at least it would, you know, people would know what they're talking about. So I'm just going to read to you the account of what happened back in 1996 here in Pensacola, okay? Prior to the murder of Ravon Smith, Michael Zack resided in Tallahassee, Florida. Zack became a regular at a local bar and befriended the bartender Edith Pope. Through various conversations, Zack revealed that he witnessed his sister murder his mother with an axe. Feeling sorry for Zack, Pope gave him odd jobs to do around the bar. On June 4th of 96, Zack's girlfriend called him at the bar and informed him that he was being evicted from her apartment. Pope let Zack borrow her car to retrieve his personal belongings, and he never returned. He stole the car. Zack drove west to Panama City, where he met and befriended Bobby Chandler at a local bar. Chandler owned a local construction business and hired Zack to work for him. Once Chandler discovered that Zack was living out of his car, Pope's stolen Honda, he offered to let Zack stay with him temporarily. On June 11th of 96, that's a week later, Zack left Chandler's home in the middle of the night, stealing a couple of guns and $42 from Chandler's wallet. Zack pawned the guns in Niceville the following day. Zack then drove to Okaloosa County, stopping at another bar. There he met Laura Rosillo. Zack and Rosillo left the bar together and headed to the beach to reportedly do drugs. Once at the beach, Zack attacked Rosillo. This is going to get pretty bad here, but I want you to know, okay? He hit her head against one of the tires and tore her clothing. Zack strangled her and hid her body behind a sand dune, kicking dirt over her face before he left. The physical evidence suggested that Rosillo was sexually assaulted. However, the semen found in her body could not be linked to Zack. Zack proceeded to Joe's Dirty Bar near Pensacola. It was there that Zack met Ravon Smith, one of the bar's employees. The bar was not too busy that afternoon, giving Smith the opportunity to spend her time visiting with Zack. Smith called her friend Russell Williams and asked him to come to the bar because she was bored. Around 7 o'clock, Smith, Williams, and Zach left the bar together. Prior to leaving, Smith called her live-in boyfriend and told him that she would be working late. The three drove to the beach where they smoked marijuana, and then later they returned to the bar. After Williams departed, Zach and Smith proceeded to her house. Immediately after entering the house, Zach reportedly hit Smith over the head with a beer bottle. Glass shards and blood splatter sprayed onto the interior of the doorframe and the adjacent love seat. Smith ran down the hall to the master bedroom, leaving a trail of blood behind her. Zach followed her into the bedroom and sexually assaulted her there. Smith then staggered into the guest bedroom, and upon seeing this, Zach smashed her head down onto the wooden floor. At this point, Zach retrieved an oyster knife from the kitchen, returned to the guest bedroom where Smith lay and stabbed her four times in the chest. Zach took the knife back to the kitchen to wash the blood off of it and stuffed Smith's body and clothes into a dresser drawer, stole Smith's car along with her television, the VCR, and a purse. That night, Zach removed the license plate and some personal belongings from Pope's stolen Honda. That was the original, remember, car. And abandoned it in a lot nearby. He then drove back to Panama City in Smith's car and attempted to pawn several of the stolen items. The shop clerk suspected that the goods were stolen and asked Zach for identification. Zach fled the shop and abandoned Smith's car. He was apprehended a few days later when he was found hiding out in an empty house. After his arrest, Zach confessed to the murder for Von Smith and to the Pope and Chandler thefts. I take no pleasure in sharing that with you because it's all awful. But I get very weary of the people who say that there's never a justification for executing somebody. And I think a case like this is exactly the reason the death penalty exists. And besides, it has been 27 years. And finally tonight, there's going to be justice. 8:17 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Candy's got traffic for you.
As we take a look around, we're not showing any slowdowns or delays. Watching a new accident, this popped up Truman Avenue and Warehouse Lane in Pensacola. It's off Fairfield, but it looks like it's on a roadblock. But watch for emergency crews on scene. 437-1620 if you have traffic tips. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
You know, if you are a business owner and you have employees, you want to do right by them. You want to give them the best benefits that you can, health, insurance, dental, vision, life, disability. You want to manage human resource. You want to manage payroll, all of that. And if that's going great for you and you're super satisfied, then wonderful. Do nothing. But if you'd like some help or if you'd like the opportunity to talk to somebody and see if maybe there's a better way to do it, that's where Targus and Causey comes in. For more than 20 years, they've been helping local businesses just like yours do better by your employees. I know because they helped us here at News Radio in the Cat Country and ESPN Pensacola. A few years ago, we started working with them, and they gave us options we didn't have, and they gave us plans we didn't have before, and they answered the phone and answered their emails in ways that, you know, previously that was not always the case. And so they have been fantastic for me personally and my family. Have them come and look at what you're doing and see if they can't do it better, cheaper, or give your employees more options, more control. 433-9996 for Targus and Causey, or check them out online at tcbenefitsgroup.com.
Now it's time for another tip from ADX Digital, your comprehensive digital marketing partners.
Many businesses in our area ask us point blank, why do I need you, meaning ADX Digital, to do my business's digital marketing? Why can't I just do it on my own with Facebook and Google? Well, just because you can does not necessarily mean you should. The reality of it is digital marketing is constantly changing, growing, and evolving. Are you up to date with the latest advancements, trained in the latest technologies and platforms? Do you really have the time to design all the ads on your own, read the ebooks, plan the campaign, and begin to try to learn all of this stuff yourself? Aren't you already responsible for holding down the workload of 2-3 full-time jobs already? It's time you contact our trusted team of media experts at ADX Digital. We are your trusted team for community partnerships and radio marketing, and a comprehensive list of opportunities available for you in the online digital marketing space. We invite you to email us today at connect@adxdigitalmarketing.com to get started on your path to a digital marketing partnership.
ADX Digital, your comprehensive digital marketing partners.
Hobbies can be fun and expensive. How about a hobby that was fun and could make you money? Find out how this Thursday at 10:30 as Emerald Coast Coins talks about how precious metals and metal detectors are a great hobby. For nearly 20 years, Emerald Coast Coins has been one of the top-rated businesses in Northwest Florida to buy and sell gold, silver, and the best metal detectors to find treasure. Get more information about this Thursday on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. The following message is sponsored by the Florida Department of Elder Affairs, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Sarah is 64 and loves to garden. Recently, her health insurance ran out, leaving her worried about more than just weeds. She called the Elder Helpline and spoke with a volunteer Shine counselor about her options. There, she received free, unbiased counseling on health insurance for those on Medicare. For more information or to volunteer, call 1-800-963-5337 or go to floridashine.org.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknight 7 to 10 before WEAR-TV News on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Oh, it's not true. That's impossible.
It's been going on so long, I just don't know if I'll be back.
You'll be back.
You always say that.
You always will be back.
But when?
Now. The show starts.
Oh.
Get to the chopper!
There's a chopper?
There always is a chopper.
There always is a chopper. Everybody brought out their blockbuster guests last night. You had Jimmy Kimmel and Jimmy Fallon and Stephen Colbert coming back online after the writer's strike was open. And there you had the open for Jimmy Kimmel with Arnold as the therapist. And, you know, well, here's kind of how it went. I thought I would watch the beginnings of each of these shows and do a little, you know, who won the opening return.
Well, hi, everybody. In case you've forgotten, my name is Jimmy. I've been off the air for 5 months. We've been gone so long. We've been gone so long, The Bachelor is now a grandfather. We missed so much good stuff. Well, Donald Trump got arrested 4 times while we were on strike. Once for the classified documents, once for interfering with the election, once for January 6th, and once for shooting Tupac, allegedly.
So,
you know, the weirdest thing about being off the air is when I walk into a room, nobody claps. It's, I walk into Costco, I get nothing. So it's really great to be back. Arnold Schwarzenegger is here. You know,
can I notice two things? Number one, I thought actually they dwelt a little too much on the writer's strike, honestly. You'll see it in the other clips. But they also, it's kind of self-indulgent, like, you know. They don't clap for me at Costco when I'm not on the... All right. Stephen Colbert did a... Oh, my God, it was so long. I'm not going to play all of it for you. His open was he was out on the ocean, out on the open seas, playing some Jimmy Buffett when the dolphin comes up.
As the son of a sailor, I went out on the sea for adventure. Expanding. Oh, hello, sea chum. What's the latest news? Really? She's dating Travis Kelce.
See, that's all right. That's not bad. And then he, like, rides the dolphin all the way back to the studios and then parks the dolphin outside and they throw some water on him. I don't know. Whatever. But then when he gets in the actual studio.
Welcome, one and all, in here, out there, all around the world, to The Late Show. I'm your host, Stephen Colbert. And we, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, it feels good to be back.
I'm sure it does, absolutely.
It feels good to be with all of you again here in the Ed Sullivan Theater because after the first few months of the strike, Evie refused to keep chanting my name.
That's his wife. So Evie wouldn't chant my name. The Costco people wouldn't chant my name. I'm noticing a theme here.
But now the writer strike is over with a new contract that includes protections against AI, cost of living increases, better pay. Better pay for streaming. Plus, thanks to the picket lines, my writers got fresh air and sunshine, and they do not care for that. Now they're back safely in their joke holes. Doing what they do best, making my prompter word screen full of good and ha-ha.
I'm just telling you, joke hole sounds like a euphemism for something right now. 825 on News Radio 92.3, and then I'll get to Fallon here in a second, because I think Fallon wins the night among the three in terms of being funny. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
Gotta follow joke holes as we take a look. Windhaven a little slow, eastbound and westbound, and it usually is. It's your usual congestion, and that's the only thing that I'm seeing right now. Certainly, if you have a traffic tip, let us know. 437-1620, you can text us. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Now they're back safely in their joke holes.
David Wayne is in our newsroom. He's in the news hole with the headlines.
The latest headlines from the news hole this morning. The Hunter Biden due in federal court today on gun charges. Hunter was indicted on three felony firearms charges last month after a prior plea deal fell apart. The U.S. Postal Service apparently releasing a stamp honoring late Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. It features an oil painting of Ginsburg showing her in a black judicial robe and her white collar. She served on the Supreme Court for 27 years.
You know it's Ruth Bader Ginsburg, the notorious RBG, because she's wearing a doily on her neck.
That's right. And the new list from Forbes ranking the richest people is out this morning, Andrew. And the top two spots.
Not us.
Definitely not us. And they haven't changed either. Elon Musk, still the richest person in America. It ranks him at number one with an estimated net worth of $251 billion. And the number two spot, still Amazon founder Jeff Bezos, worth $161 billion.
I know the average person probably thinks about it this way. This is the way I think about it. You know, so let me get this straight. You can drop $40 billion on a social media company and seem like you're kind of trying to run it into the ground and still have $250 billion to spare and be the world's richest man. Meanwhile, if I make the wrong purchase on which tire to buy at the tire store, man, I'm in trouble for like a year.
You can afford tires? I'm balancing the checkbook to go to the grocery store.
Right, exactly. Doesn't it feel that way? Like, must be nice. All right. David, thanks so much for the update. Back to the end of the writer's strike and the resumption of the much needed, much missed, was it? Late night TV, Jimmy Fallon.
I love you. I miss you. Oh, my gosh. Welcome, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome to The Tonight Show.
Hey.
5 months off, and we are back. Yeah. I am so excited to be here. I am so excited. Seriously, I'm more excited than a guy seeing Beetlejuice with Lauren Boebert.
See, in the first joke back contest, that's a winner. That is easily the winner.
The winner, absolutely.
That is definitely.
I'm more excited than a Jets fan during the first three plays of the season. You gotta be kidding me. Yeah, everyone is excited. Today, my dad called me up and said, finally, I can watch Kimmel again. I go, come on, give me that. Oh.
See, I mean, I don't know whether he has better writers or it's just him or whatever, but to me, that's the better show of the three of the shows.
I just want to say I'm so happy all the writers finally got their fair deal that they deserve.
I think they cared about it a lot more than we did.
You got to hand it to them. The only writers would spend all summer fighting to go back to the office. It's like, what do we want? To go back inside. We're not beach people. Yeah. It took 5 months to reach the deal. The stalemate finally ended when the studios realized we got to end this now or it's another 3 months of watching Suits.
There you go. 828 on News Radio 92.3. So the late night shows are back. Hallelujah. Yeah. I don't know. Anyway, whatever.
Suits isn't bad. It's streaming
Suits
on Netflix.
Suits is good, yeah. Or I should say I've heard. I've heard it's good. I have never watched an episode of Suits. No.
You have Netflix.
Yeah, I know. But, you know. I will at some point. All right. I'm going to watch a legal drama, I'm probably going to go back and watch Boston Legal instead.
Oh, that was great.
Because, you know, I love Denny Crane and the characters are fantastic.
Because of the Netflix success though, they're working on a new season of Suits.
Oh, okay.
So it did bring something out.
Yeah. And Meghan Markle, the not senator, won't be the star anymore.
She will not.
Okay. Hey, if you're thinking about buying or selling a home, then Christine Leavenworth is just fantastic. Just 230 homes sold last year. It's pretty amazing. And somehow, in the midst of selling so many, like five a week on average, she makes you feel like you're the only one she's working with. And I don't know how. I could not do that. You would feel like, you know, if I had one client at a time, I'd be overwhelmed. Like, that's just not my style, but she somehow manages to make it work. And here's the thing. You want good advice about the particulars of what you're thinking about. Like, not just how is the market doing, but how is my price range doing in this particular location, right? Because, you know, $400,000 homes near Olive might be different in terms of what's happening than $600,000 homes near Olive. Or, you know, and she will know. And it's not just a, hey, the whole thing is up or down. She'll know what the banks are doing and what the people are doing with their interest rates and all that. And she will help you figure out what's the right decision for you to buy, to sell, to hold, whatever. Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty, they're fantastic. 723-9158. David Wayne, what do you have coming up, sir?
Some type of IT security event is impacting courts. We'll tell you more after Fox.
News. I'm Therese Crowley. Found and rescued, and the kidnapper of a New York girl arrested. A big thanks from the 9-year-old girl's family to the FBI and all who searched.
Charlotte Senna has been located and is in good health. A suspect is in custody. They say this is still an active investigation. They'll be releasing more details when they come.
Police say the kidnapper left a ransom note in the family's mailbox with his prints on it, leading to his arrest. Hunter Biden in court in Wilmington, Delaware, to answer to 3 felony gun charges. Texas Democrat Congressman Henry Cuellar carjacked at gunpoint in Washington, D.C.
The carjacking happened on this block near the 100 block of K Street Southeast. The congressman was parking his car when 3 armed people walked up to him and stole his vehicle. His office is saying luckily he was not harmed.
Fox 5 D.C.'s Shomari Stone, the Honda was recovered. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It's 8:31 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. Right now, it is 69 degrees. Absolutely beautiful morning. Mostly clear skies in Pensacola right now. Some type of information technology security event has apparently happened and is impacting courts in the First Judicial Circuit here in Florida. Report from NorthEscambia.com says the security issue will significantly impact court operations across the court circuit in Escambia, Santa Rosa, Okaloosa, and Walton counties, possibly for an extended period. Phone and email service could also be affected. The court currently prioritizing and conducting essential proceedings, but may be canceling or rescheduling other proceedings over the next several days. Judges reportedly will be contacting litigants and attorneys regarding any hearings that are being rescheduled or canceled. Congressman Matt Gaetz continuing on the offensive yesterday on the House floor.
And the one thing I agree with my Democrat colleagues on is that for the last 8 months, this House has been poorly led. And we own that, and we have to do something about it. And you know what? My Democrat colleagues will have an opportunity to do something about that, too. And we will see if they bail out our failed speaker.
Late yesterday afternoon, Gaetz did bring forward a formal motion to remove Speaker Kevin McCarthy from his seat. A vote on that expected within a couple of days. This comes after the short-term funding bill was passed over the weekend. Gaetz also accuses McCarthy of reaching a secret deal with Biden to continue funding Ukraine. Pensacola police say one arrest was made after that shooting at the Pensacola Village Apartments over the weekend. More from PPD Chief Eric Randall.
Our presence continue in the neighborhood and surrounding neighborhoods and the entire community as well. And we stand with our residents of Pensacola Village to make sure that that community remains safe.
Investigators say 2 people were shot Sunday afternoon at the apartment complex. 1 person died. PPD's Mike Wood told us that a juvenile suspect was identified as Zachariah Lipsko. He's been charged with carrying a concealed weapon and tampering with evidence. Wood says they are still searching for an additional suspect. The victim's identities have not been released. The Escambia Sheriff's Office says 1 person was wounded in a shooting at an abandoned home yesterday. Now, that was called in at about 3:40 p.m. on Blunt Street, and investigators say 5 or 6 people were apparently at this abandoned home when the shooting happened. By the time deputies arrived, only the victim was there. According to Channel 3, the victim was described as a black male who was found lying in the doorway to the home. The sheriff's office says it's a property that deputies have frequented mainly for drug and trespassing calls. So far, no suspect information has been released. The man convicted of 2 murders in Northwest Florida back in 1996 will be executed today.
Michael Dwayne Zach's execution is set for 5 o'clock Central Time this afternoon at the Florida State Prison.
Back in June of 1996, Zach killed 31-year-old Ravon Kennedy, who was a bartender out at Pensacola Beach. Earlier that day, Zach also killed 40-year-old Lori Rosillo in Okaloosa County. Zach's attorneys had appealed to both the Florida and U.S. Supreme Courts, arguing that Zach has fetal alcohol syndrome. Joe Ford, News Radio 92.3.
Thank you very much, Joe. And now it's 8:35. Let's get a look at our traffic on the fives with Candy.
All right. Not showing any slowdowns or delays right now. Oriole Beach, Windhaven Beach, rather, in 98 east and westbound is a little slow, but it looks like that has cleared up completely this morning. So 98 through Navarre into Gulf Breeze, not showing any problems. 3 Mile Bridge, not showing any issues either. It looks like traffic flowing smoothly in both directions. 437-1620 if you have traffic tips. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
We have a beautiful day in store for us today. Temperatures warming up near 87 degrees for your high. Plenty of sunshine. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping into the 60s, 67 degrees for your low. Nice weather continues for your Wednesday with a high near 87 degrees. Plenty of sunshine. Low Wednesday night, dropping near 69 degrees. Stay connected to the Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. 69 in Pensacola, 70 in Gulf Breeze, and 66 in Milton.
I don't have time for a cold.
Honey, you need DayQuil Severe Honey flavor.
DayQuil Severe Honey gives you powerful cold and flu symptom relief with a honey-licious taste, because life doesn't stop for a cold.
Okay, I'm ready to go.
Now I'm getting a cold.
Honey,
try DayQuil Severe Honey for powerful cold and flu relief. DayQuil Severe Honey flavor. The daytime coughing, aching, stuffy head, fever, honey-licious, power through your day medicine.
Out of reach of children.
Rumors of Fleetwood Mac, the world's finest tribute to Fleetwood Mac, returns to the stage in 2023. A brand new show celebrating the very best of Fleetwood Mac. A unique opportunity for fans both old and new to rediscover the songs and performances that have ensured Fleetwood Mac's place as one of the most loved groups of all time. Personally endorsed by Fleetwood Mac founding member Mick Fleetwood. Live at Pensacola Sanger Theater on November 22nd. The ultimate tribute to Fleetwood Mac. Tickets are on sale now from Ticketmaster.com.
Your money now this morning. The market, down at the opening bell. The Dow's down 160.51 at 33,272.84. S&P 500 down 2209 at 42,66.30. And the NASDAQ down 67.78 at 13,240. Our 10-year bond rate is up just slightly at 4.71% this morning. Gold prices down 6.80 at 1,840.40. Silver prices down about 15 cents at 21.26. And if you're invested in crypto, Bitcoin's down 356.50 this morning at 27,510.72. Negotiators representing Hollywood actors and studios are expected to meet for a second straight day today. Actor Billy Gallo's confident the strike will probably come to an end soon.
The fact that they made a deal with the Writers Guild is, it gives me hope.
And Monday was the first meeting between SAG-AFTRA and the Alliance of Motion Picture and Television Producers since that strike started 2.5 months ago. Ford says they're laying off 330 employees due to the UAW strike against them, General Motors, and Stellantis. Ford spokesman Dan Barbosa says their production system is interconnected. That means the UAW's strike has knock-on effects for facilities that are not directly targeted for a work stoppage. And Tesla reporting lower than expected numbers of vehicle deliveries in their third quarter. The company announced yesterday they delivered just over 435,000 vehicles. Wall Street analysts had predicted more than 461,000. It is 8:38. Our next news at 9. We've got breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3, informative, local, and dependable.
News Radio 92.3 gets you live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. Local programming from 5 a.m. until 11 a.m. with Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Expert Panel. Local programming from 4 to 7 p.m. with Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie. And local programming at night with a simulcast of WEAR-TV News. Live and local with News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah.
I'm going to have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot.
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
All right, let's get frustrated today. Ready?
Yeah, that'll be new this morning. My gosh, dude. Everybody's on fire.
There's been a tone today. I'll say it that way. So my question of the day is very straightforward. What's the most frustrating household task that you have to do? Just around the house, rather ordinary things. What's the thing where you're like, ah, give me that device to make this not have to happen? And I'll tell you the one that got me thinking about this, all right? So my wife, her brakes were not great on her bicycle, you know, and I had to replace them. And I was sitting there in between the swearing. not in front of a group like Trump, but just to myself in my garage, about how much I just hate bicycle brakes. And every time I do it, it befuddles me. My logical, rational, math, science brain cannot figure out the bicycle brakes and which way to tighten and which way the screw should move. And if moving it this way makes that longer, does that make the brakes tighter or looser? Just every time. And so, you know, I usually wait for the moment to come when I think of throwing the bike through the wall, and then I wait for that to pass, and then I go back to work on adjusting the brakes.
You know what? We're just going to be fat.
Yeah. That's just right. Yeah. You're just going to have to live to go uphill when you want to stop, okay?
Bless your heart.
So 437-1620, and I got many of them, but that's my one that stands out because that's what inspired me to bring up this topic today. What's your household activity or repair or whatever you want to call it, that chore, if you want to think of it that way, that just drives you crazy and frustrates you? 437-1620, 437-1620. Candy, do you have one that comes to mind?
I'm trying to think. Like, I would guess it's cat-related because we do have so many and they're inside-outside, but sometimes they haven't adjusted to our schedule, you know, and so at 2 in the morning, Wolfman
they're
Jack
cats.
Wants to
they
go out.
They don't adjust to you. You adjust to them.
I know, but like, all hours, I want to go outside. I have to go out right now. I have to come in right now. Oh. So I don't know. And I don't know a way to... I'm not going to put in a cat door because we have possums and raccoons that'll
One along those lines is when the dog goes to the door and wants to be let out and then doesn't.
Oh, yeah.
Let out. Mother.
It's like that David Bowie song, I don't want to go out. I don't want to stay in.
That's right.
I know. Make up your mind.
Or like the young one is a little bit more reliable. The blue angel will go out. And mm-hmm. But Trinity, mom, will like run up to the door and then not go out. Like, I'm just going to watch... I'm not interested in
Isn't it weird? I have one cat that'll go out and lead all the other cats and then come back in.
Oh, okay, yeah. The Pied Piper of Candytown. 437-1620.
Yes.
I feel like that could be misunderstood. 437-1620. All right, somebody here says dusting. Yuck. Oh, no doubt. Yeah.
Oh, I've never done that.
But if you just don't
have
it, it's easy.
Oh, my God.
No, but dusting, and particularly like it's dusting around nooks and crannies of things. That you kind of have to go slow and be careful unless you break it. I leave that for somebody else. My wife. Somebody here says scrubbing the floor on your hands and knees. Mops suck. Oh, all aground. Yeah. And by the way, the older you get, the less enjoyable it is to kneel down on anything. I don't know why, but it's like all of a sudden.
That's the truest statement you've ever uttered. No lie.
When you were a kid, you'd plop yourself down in any position on anything, anytime.
Oh, yeah. I could pull myself like the dog scratching their butts. Yeah. Now I'm like, I'm dying.
Yeah. If
Help me.
I even think about kneeling on the floor with the carpet. You know, I'm like, nope, I'm not doing that. 437-1620, 437-1620. Somebody, this is super unhelpful. You know, they have YouTube videos for your brake issue. I know. That is not the point.
To be fair, YouTube has helped me immensely.
No, YouTube is a great source
everything.
Of inspiration. Answer. Somebody says, putting away the clean dishes. I like washing them, though. Oh, that's interesting. I am the same. I don't mind washing the dishes, but I do hate drying them. Drying seems so frustrating because it never really works.
You don't have a dishwasher?
I would do, but, you know, hand like pots and pans and stuff, you know, drying those. Yeah, no, we don't put those in the dishwasher.
Whoops. Yeah, I know. That explains why I can only use one pan on that new stove.
But no, it always feels like you get 93% of the water out of the pot. It doesn't quite do the whole trick, and that's very... No, I don't like the drying particularly, so I'm with you. Putting the clean dishes away. Somebody here says the litter box, cleaning up the litter box. Somebody here says dusting. I absolutely despise dusting. 437-1620. What's your household chore or task that you just really frustrates you? Resetting all the clocks when the power goes out.
Oh, man.
And especially if you, not, this may not relate to everybody, but like I am on a very particular time schedule for getting to work on time. I know exactly how long it takes to go from my couch watching news in the morning, grabbing audio clips for the show, to sitting behind the mic and talking when the show starts.
Sure.
And that calculation needs to be accurate because there's not a lot of spare time in there.
No, I hear you.
So if the clocks don't get set right after the power goes out and it's off by a minute or two, that can have devastating consequences. I'm so with you. Resetting them is annoying. Deciding what to eat. Oh, isn't that interesting?
Oh, I have that problem all the time.
All right. 437-1620. I would give you a different take on that one. Anticipating that you're going to make all three boys very, very happy with the wonderful meal that you've planned out for them and then discovering that two of them don't like it anymore after you've made it.
That's got to be frustrating. My husband will eat anything. So
yeah,
that's
cooking for family is great and terrible. Toilet bowl flappers, why don't they last? The ghost running toilet. Oh, no, that's true.
Yeah, that's
okay. They always break down or, you know, like having to adjust the little chain for the flapper and get that just right because when it's not right, it's really bad. 437-1620, babies and toddlers with cell phones, especially in the, what?
In the grocery store.
Yeah, but I don't know. This is not a household task. I don't understand this one.
Maybe they just think it's stuff that's annoying.
Oh, okay. Fair enough. cleaning out the dang, they said a different word, lint thingy in the dryer.
Oh, I do that every
the
time.
Lint thingy, a bopper. I'm going to go the other way on this one. Taking out the lint flannel blanket out of your dryer is satisfying. It's satisfying.
It's all like, yeah, like a great big pink piece of fuzz.
That's not bad. That's nice. I don't know why it is, but some sensations are just, you know, they make you happy. Other ones do not. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
Yes, I think it was Dan Ackerman that told me, like, that was one of the leading causes of house fires in Escambia County was, like, not cleaning your lint trap. So after that, I do it every single time. So you
get the little scratchy bits. You don't really get a full-fledged
blanket.
Oh,
I get it all, and then it all goes into my little fire pit.
Oh, of course, with cat hair, you probably have more, too.
Oh, my God, I have so much cat hair. I could make 16 new cats every day. Rebel Road and 9 Miles showing that accident, but again, showing that it's cleared. And then on the west side, Truman Avenue and Warehouse Lane showing an accident, but again, open there. If you see an accident or a slowdown, have a traffic tip, text it in, 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Okay, this is a completely off-topic text, but it made me laugh.
Uh-huh.
Top of the hour, you played Pour Some Sugar on Me by Def Leppard.
Yes.
And a good friend of ours texted in, every time I hear Pour Some Sugar on Me, I think of all the people who are our age talking about banning books. But when we were all 15, we were singing, "You've got the peaches, I've got the cream."
Right, man, that song is filthy. It's so funny you don't realize it. You're just screaming the words, yeah, on senior trip.
You're an adult now. You know better. You don't sing that song in front of your kids.
And also, who wants the ants? I mean, there's a lot that goes with that song.
There's a lot, yeah. 437-1620.
Like a lot.
Folding socks, somebody says, is their household chore that frustrates them. Laundry, it never gets done.
Ever.
Oh, God. And this is why the dishes to me are just, they never stay clean. And, you know, the sink is empty for like 13 seconds, and then there's a fork or a teacup or something somebody throws in there. Cleaning out the dryer vent, the one that goes to the outside.
Oh.
Yeah, that's also important. The VCR clock. Somebody says my VCR clock is still flashing 12, but you have a VCR, so that's adorable. 437-1620, picking up clutter. I actually prefer to deep clean. Oh, yeah, the light cleaning, and that just reminds you how dirty everything else is that you don't have time to take care of.
I can never have anybody over at my house ever after this. Ever.
Somebody says, I love to cook, but I absolutely hate cleaning up after I cook.
Same.
So much truth in that. Somebody actually sent us a picture of their flashing 12 o'clock VCR. That's awesome. Changing the battery in the smoke alarm and hearing that stinking thing in the middle of the night. Oh, man. Because it always goes off in the middle of the night, and it's always that... That like one little chirp, and there's somewhere in the house there's a defective smoke alarm, and now you gotta like put your ear up next to it. Where is it? No, it's that one. No, it's that
one.
Oh, no, that's absolutely. I agree with you. Somebody says save your dryer lint for the beekeepers. They use it in their smokers for calming the bees.
Oh, I didn't know that. That's cool.
That's a lot of work.
Yeah.
That's like taking the fat from your deep fat fryer and putting it in a container and take it back to the ECUA drop off point. It's a lot of work.
I have
okay?
a lint bag.
Oh,
it's right next to Socktown. Okay. Where the extra socks go.
Save us. Let's see. Flower beds. Why is that a thing? I don't get it. That's Mike.
You have to weed.
Mike is here in studio. That's he's loving that. Leaves in the gutters. Showers. I'd rather jump off a bridge. Oh, I'm with you on that one. Cleaning the rain gutters. But people don't really have gutters here, do they, so much? Anyway,
I don't know.
Giving the dog a bath. Well, that's just good. You get a shower afterwards when they shake. 849 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you having any kind of problems with the plumbing, a leak, a drip, a weird sound in the wall, you flush the toilet and the wall starts talking back to you, that's bad. That's not the way that's supposed to work. The water pressure, the water temperature, any of that stuff, call Barberry. They'll take care of it. Flat rate pricing by the job, not by the hours. 477-8782 for Barberry Plumbing.
Oh. Hey, Pensacola, Dave Ramsey here. I want to talk to you about my friends over at Gulf Coast Air Care. They've been trusted members of your community for over 25 years. Owner Todd St. Ors and his team focus on the indoor air quality side of HVAC for the people who want comfortable, healthy, and energy-efficient homes and workplaces. Gulf Coast Air Care can help you with dusty, moldy, or leaky duct systems, hot or cold rooms, and odors, and humidity issues. They test for duct leaks, and they do the repairs. If you need duct cleaning, duct repairs, or air filtration, you should call them today. Remember what Todd always says, if you don't have a good air filter, you are one. Call Gulf Coast Air Care today at 850-934-2768 or visit them online at gulfcoastaircare.com. That's 850-934-2768 or gulfcoastaircare.com.
That is your signal. I have a pair of tickets to give away for Florida State versus Virginia Tech. So they're going to be playing this weekend at Doak Campbell. Pair of tickets goes to you. Dial fast. Call number 1-437-1612. I just like to reward people who are on it. This is why I say have the phone number in your phone ready to go. 437-1620. Call now and win.
You love your car or truck, right? We love it too. This is Mike Ryan at Mike Ryan's Truck and Auto Accessories. For a cooler summer and protections from harmful UV rays, we'll tint the windows. For safety and security, we have alarms, backup cameras, and dash cams. And for the most beautiful vehicle on the block, our full detailing service will make it look brand new. We have so many custom accessories, it's impossible to list them all here. So come see us at Mike Ryan's Truck and Auto Accessories on Industrial Boulevard at W Street, just north of Marcus Point Baptist Church.
I'm Claire Stewart with the University of West Florida. We are gearing up for an exciting homecoming weekend, and we invite all community members, alumni, and fans to join us for the game on October 7th at Penn Air Field. Learn more about our homecoming events and football team by joining us on October 5th on the Pensacola Expert Panel. That's Thursday at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3.
Bands on the Beach, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority, happens every Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. Bring a blanket or a lawn chair and relax and enjoy the sunset with your favorite bands. This week, it's the True Blue Band. They'll be playing a variety of R&B, soul, and roots music, so come get funky with the True Blue Band this Tuesday at Bands on the Beach. Remember, no pets or glass allowed.
Guy Benson talks to the big newsmakers every day from 2 to 4 before Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Look at that.
Steady as a rock.
Yeah, but I shoot with this hand.
Where are my new wave kids at?
That's right.
Again, you didn't know you needed a little Joy Division today, but did you, Candy?
Man,
I
yes,
know. Doesn't God. That make you feel so good?
And
so,
sad, because the
yeah,
lead singer.
Yeah,
but God, what a great song. I needed that.
8:54 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. So we've been talking about the Devin Witherspoon pick six for 97 yards. The Pine Forest grad played at Illinois and now is playing for the Seahawks and had that great play last night as a rookie. Congratulations. What we haven't talked about is, and I watched this game, but I actually watched it yesterday morning. I did not watch it on Sunday. Watched it after the show yesterday. And the Jets-Chiefs game, you know, the Taylor Swift show, where they also had some football?
Oh, yes.
Good Lord. How many times can this, it's too much. It's ridiculous. Settle down, people. I'm going to say it. She's just a pop star. Anyway, sorry, just that's true. But interesting moment in that game at the end. The Chiefs are driving. The Chiefs are on the verge of scoring again. And Mahomes has the ball with about a minute 50 on the clock. And he does a QB run, okay? The first down marker is at about the four-yard line, if I remember correctly. And, you know, so score. So they're on, like, the six or seven or something like that, maybe the nine. I don't know, somewhere in that vicinity. So I'm going to give you the play as it happened. I'm going to tell you why I'm sharing this, because this is to me, this is a very fascinating event, okay? This is the very end of the Chiefs-Jets game. The Chiefs are up by three, under 2 minutes to go. Chiefs have the ball, about to score in the red zone.
Mahomes has Jerick McKinnon as his back, galloping away. Mahomes pressured, escaping again. Mahomes got the first down and goes down inbounds before the touchdown.
He easily could have gone right and gone into the end zone for a touchdown, could have gone left. There was a defender kind of there. Could have gone left and gone around him for a touchdown. Instead, slides for the first down without scoring because with a minute 50 left to go, if you score, you're up 10, assuming you get the point after, you're up 10 with a minute 50 to go. Now, it would be weird to happen, but the Jets quarterback is actually pretty capable. It's possible they get a quick score. It's possible they get an onside kick. It's possible they get another score, maybe a touchdown and win the game, or at least a field goal and push overtime. But if you slide and don't score, you guarantee you win because they're out of timeouts. You can just down out the clock. Brilliant play. Incredible awareness of the situation, of the clock, of everything going on in that moment. Like, I love watching Patrick Mahomes play. He's so much fun to watch play. He threw like three picks in the game, which is very uncharacteristic, but he's just fun to watch. He's a very sharp player. However, the betting on the game. I'll tell you more in just a second. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
Okay, first off, congratulations to Michael at Gulf Breeze picking up tickets to watch FSU and Virginia Tech. So congratulations. That happens on Saturday. More chances for you to win tickets coming up. This brought to you by Fresh from Florida. Ask for Fresh from Florida by name and look for the sunny Fresh from Florida logo at local grocery stores near you. Join the Fresh from Florida Club at freshfromflorida.com. So we take a look at our roads. Good news is we're not showing any of these slowdowns or delays. It looks like the accidents that we were concerned with are just completely cleared now, so that's good. If you have traffic tips, 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right, so back to this. Kenny, thanks so much. So back to this Mahomes slide to not score at the end of the Jets-Chiefs game and to win the game without having any risk. It's a complete certainty that they're going to win the game after that. Well, you still have to take the downs, but whatever. It's as certain as you can get. The unfortunate thing is that there was some betting on this game. You may have heard that people bet on football. Did you? Anybody heard that they bet on football?
I mean, you know I do.
The spread was 7.5 points, meaning that the people who bet on the Chiefs to cover the spread at 7.5 lost because they only won by 3. Had Mahomes gotten the touchdown, they would have won by 10 or 9, and they would have covered the spread. So people are furious with him for making the right play. $80 million wagered on this game. 80 to 90% of it wagered on the Chiefs. So you're talking about a $65 to $70 million swing in the book. Meaning, collectively across the country, people lost $70 million because Patrick Mahomes did the right thing and slid and won the game, but not beating the spread.
Oh. Wow.
Yeah, it's rough. I mean, that's really, really, really rough. But also, these are the things you accept when you bet on games, especially when you bet on games with points, because the players don't care about the points. The players are playing to win, and, you know, this kind of stuff happens. 4-3-7-16-20, time now for...
I like Patrick Mahomes because he eats steak well done with ketchup. catch up future news.
All right, future news. Let's see. Will Matt Gaetz draw a challenger? We had Bobby Rosser on, and they tried to get him to run against Matt Gaetz back just after last year. I'm assuming they didn't call just one person. Will Matt Gaetz draw a serious challenge in the Republican primary this year?
No. Should I run?
I mean, there'll be somebody.
Yeah,
there'll
be somebody. I can't imagine.
I just don't think it'll be a serious challenge. But you never know. RV or condo at Navarre Beach? Which one is going to wind up getting built?
Condo.
I'm so torn on this because the guy really wants to build an RV, and I think he's got a case to be made about that. But yeah, I think it's probably going to be condos in the end.
Listen on air at night.